Okay, I was talking with Restorich over Shabbos and Camp Kaylee about raffles on Shabbos, drawing raffles for Shabbos, which is very common for the door-to-door Avos Abanim Shabbos afternoon. In the winter, we have Matzah Shabbos. When Shabbos ends early, we come to Shul Matzah Shabbos and do raffles and give out prizes and after the learning and pizza. And when they're long summer days, we have Shabbos afternoon and they do raffles. So many places give out the tickets and they draw a ticket. Is that a problem at all? Rabbi Soloski was with us on Shabbos as well. He felt it was aser. He said he was once in Lakewood and he saw they were doing it on Shabbos, so he wasn't sure whether that was permitted or not. But let's go through this again and see what the post have to say about this. So it begins in a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Chesam Ebeis. The Mishnah says, when it comes to family and they're dividing different pieces of chicken and different pieces of meat, so the Mishnah says that Mapis Adam in Banav Ubnei Beisa Al Shulchan. You could be Mapis. What does Mapis mean? Says Rashi, Loshen Payas. They used to have Payasos. In the base of Mikdash, you used to have a goral, a lottery, to see which Kohanim would perform the Avodah. So, Matil Pius Lechalik Mi Magi Lechoman Emanah, who would get this piece of chicken, who would get that piece of chicken, who would get that meat, this meat. So, you're able to do this on Shabbos of the Mishnah. Again, Mapis Adam in Benev, Banav, in Bnei Beis Al Shulchan, Ubilvad, Shlois Kavin Lasos, Mane Gedola, Kenegan Mane Katana. As long as you don't have in mind to have giving one guy the first prize a bigger piece, and the second place gets a smaller piece. That's what the Gemara says you can't do. What's the reason behind all this? So the Gemara explains that Kuf Mem Tes. The reason is because my time, Kedav Yehuda Mashmul, Damar Yehuda Mashmul, Bnei Chabura, HaMakpidin, Ze Al Ze. People are makpid on each other. It's not fair if you get a different size piece of chicken. He got a bigger piece, I got a smaller piece. And over in Mishum Mido, Mishum Mishkal, Mishum Minyan. We're concerned that they're going to weigh out the piece of meat and put it on a scale, take out a measuring tape, and that would be a violation of some form of Mekach Umemkar. So the reason for the Gemara is because Mishum Mido, Mishum Mishkal, Mishum Minyan. There are a few other reasons brought down in Rishonim and Achronim. A lot of them do overlap, but just the basic reasons are that which we just said. The Rama writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Yud Zayin, it's similar to Mekach Umemkar. That's a problem of drawing a lot on Shabbos. The Levush says, Shema Yichtov, you might come to write it down, which is perhaps the reason behind Mekach Memkar. You might write down who the winner is. And the other issue is Misachik Bukuvia, playing gambling. Gambling is not only a problem on Shabbos, it's also a problem during the weekday. So you have four issues you have to deal with. One is, again, you might come to measure things out, weigh things. Number two is it looks like you're being Mekach Memkar. Number three is you might write down the winner. And number four is it's gambling. These are a few problems. So how do we pass in Halacha L'maaseh? So Shochnach writes in Shin Chaf Beis Sif Vav, he says as follows, that Hamachalik Levnei Beiso Manos B'Shabbos, you divide the meat amongst your family, Yachal Lahatil Goro, you're allowed to draw a lot to see who gets which piece. Lomar Shilmi Shiyatza Goro Ploni, Chelik Ploni Shalo. You get the first one, you get to pick that piece of meat and so on. He says, as long as V'hu Sheyu Halakim Shavim have to be all equal size pieces, you don't want to have any type of jealousy. So it's like a fun game to see who gets which piece, but all pieces are really the same. No one's losing out. Mishnah Berurah says there's no Masachek Bukuvia because no one gets a bigger piece than the other. Everyone's getting the same piece of meat, the same size meat, so there's no gambling here. It's just a fun activity. But with Acherim, says the Mechaber, in Acherim, it's usher to do so. Why? Because in the house, the kids are not makbid on each other. They look around the same. They're not weighing it out. But people are not relatives of each other. Mechaber says, Kevin Shemak Pidin Zel Zeh, Yavol Lidei Midal Mishkav. They're going to say it's unfair. They're going to start taking out the scales and weighing everything. And therefore, it would be usher to do so with people who are not part of your family. So that being said, is there any heter for doing raffles on Shabbos? Are there heters in general of ever doing a goral? So Mishnah Berurah says one of the heterim is as follows. Lahatil goral mi yomer kadosh umi shiyal al Torah shari. Let's say you want to say, who's going to get to say Kaddish? It used to be in many shuls, in Eretz Yisrael, they have shuls like this, that only one person says Kaddish. Only one person says Kaddish, and the Americans will come, they don't know, everyone starts staring at them, quiet, quiet, shh, shh. So one guy says Kaddish. Who gets to say Kaddish? So if it's a yard site, if it's a shloshim, but sometimes they do a goral, pick out of a hat, whoever gets picked, he gets to say Kaddish. Or who gets an aliyah, it's not fair, you're always giving the same guy, we'll pick out of a hat, whoever gets the aliyah, gets picked out, he gets the aliyah. So for a davar mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to be mafisin on, you do a goral on Shabbos, for the tzarech mitzvah, and the raya he brings is from the Beis Mikdash on Shabbos, because they also have to do a goral on Shabbos, they do a goral on Yom Kippur, they do a goral on Yontif, in order to see who's going to be shochet, mizorik, and all of that as well. So therefore, the tzarech Shabbos is permitted. That being said, they quotes the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Nezer HaKodesh, who quotes from the Shus Yaakov, who says that Einu Mutter Rak Lahatil Gorel Mitoch HaSefer Kanog. You can open up a sefer and say, okay, page number 265, you got it. But to start picking out of a hat different numbers and different names, that he says is Aser. Lahatil Gorel Aide Piskos, after pieces of paper, Shenichtavu Me'erev Shabbos, even if they're written from Friday, shame kolechad, all of each person's name, umatilin bakalpa, you put it into a box, umotzin piska, you take out the card and see who won the lottery, mishayal al sefer Torah, that is usr, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why is that usr? There's another issue, what's called shtari hediotos. Shtari hediotos is a different topic. You can't read secular things on Shabbos, you can't read newspapers on Shabbos, you can't read advertisements on Shabbos. A lot of the Jewish magazines are probably usr because you're mostly looking at fat pieces of steak or fancy hotels for Pesach. All shtari hediotos, you can't be doing that on Shabbos. So reading a name would be shtari hediotos. Even using a guest card could be a problem of shtari hediotos. That's not the Shabbos dick. So it has to be Shabbos dick. So reading those would be a problem. So for a goral, the tzorach mitzvah would be allowed as long as you don't use any raffle cards. However, they bring the shayla that Shevet Halevi was asked the question in Chelek Tes Simon Ayin Ches. He was asked the question, can you do raffles at an avos ubanim? And he just quotes from the Mishnah Berurah, this din, you can do a goral, but don't use piskos, don't use these cards, don't use raffle tickets. It would really be a problem in doing so. Open up a sefer, not maybe not a sefer, be a bizarre one, but open a book, maybe a dictionary, and find the number, and that's how one really should pick it. Piskei Tshuvos discusses as well about making a goral for Avos Subanim, and he says, he quotes different sources, he has some who seem to be lenient, even using some cards, but he says what really comes out from all this, le'inin ha-matzoi, she'misasfim b'shabas ha-kodesh, the getting together of door-to-door learning, the chevres tehillim, or chevres masmidim, different people, girls saying tehillim, boys learning, ein lahatir lasos b'miskarasam ha-grala al-chevetz kolshu, you should not raffle off any type of item, any type of prize, ayidei netilas piskim shuchanim b'od yom, using raffle tickets, even if it's for something that's going to be given a sefer, still, nonetheless, one should not use these tickets, rather open up a book. So that's really the way a person should do a goral. Now, in terms of the question of giving over a matana, there's also a problem of getting matanas on Shabbos. We just spoke about the goral, the lottery itself. The lottery itself looks like Mecca Chamemkar, it's Sharhed Yodas reading them. Really, one should not do a goral. But in terms of giving the present over, that itself isn't an issue. Normally, you're not allowed to give presents on Shabbos. It's also a violation of Mekach u'Memkar. But the Tzorach Mitzvah, in order to get people and kids to learn Torah, that's a Tzorach Mitzvah, a Mekach u'Memkar would be allowed. So giving a present itself isn't a problem. It's the Goral that's really the issue. Now, I did see one place I found online that there's an article by Chaf Kei, Halachically Speaking. And he addresses this straight on, and he says as follows. If the shul sponsors the raffle on Shabbos, then people do not care if they lose, because they know they didn't put any money. You didn't invest any money. It wasn't like playing fantasy football where you put, I don't know, 100 bucks in, and you think you're the best guy, you're going to get the money back. That might be some level of masachik bakubia, because you think you're the better guy, and you didn't really give the money over willingly. But there are a term about that as well. But when you're not coming out of your pocket, it's a bonus if you win. So he says, therefore, there's no issue with making a raffle on Shabbos for boys who come to learn. So Epaskin's raffles are allowed, but he doesn't address the question of using these little raffle tickets. What seems from the Shevet Levi, the Mishnah Berurah, and from Piskei Tshuvos, raffle tickets really should not be used. I don't know what goes on here, but something that should be spoken to the top of the administration here about what the practice should be. We'll leave it at that. In Mirz Hashem, tomorrow night we're going to discuss, now that we're almost the nine days and meat is no longer possible, fish, grilling fish on a meat grill. I've got a few of those shilohs already just today. I guess that's the hot topic, so we'll talk about that in Mirz Hashem tomorrow night.